Yo. Check, check. Ladies and gentlemen. Listeners from all around the world.
All around the world.
We are the Uncelebs.
The Uncelebs.
Alright, thank you for joining us tonight. Beautiful evening or beautiful morning if you're in China somewhere. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm
actually
aka Nostalgic.
This is Heavy
Nomadic. This is Dre on mother drums.
All right, and this is episode 87. Episode 87. All right.
Thank you for joining. AARP kicking
yet? Right. Nah, we still looking for that check.
Yeah, almost at 100 it'll be AARP.
Word.
It's supposed to be 65, but.
Oh shit! Well,
yeah, we that's what I'm saying. We still waiting on that. Check.
Did you hear? Wegmans got a sale on Bengay.
The fuck is a Wegmans?
Exactly.
Wegmans
travel to wall bombs.
First off, I wanna shout out to everyone on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, all the major streaming platforms and social media sites. This episode is sponsored by Anchor. Now, Anchor is the number one app and the easiest way to make a podcast. Everything you need, 100% free. All right. Now, Anchor is an all-in-one platform where you can create, distribute, and monetize your podcast from any device for free. Once again, for free. So, if you haven't already, download Anchor and start your podcast and get paid.
One-stop shop for pod.
Yeah. All right. All right. So now this episode, man, we're going to do it a little different.
Hey.
We're going to shake things up this episode, man. And the Oscars, all the major award shows are this weekend. And we figured, like, you know, why don't we make our own?
Yeah.
You know, the Uncelebs Awards. This is the second annual Uncelebs Awards.
Is it the third?
It's the third.
It's the third.
Is it?
I think so.
Maybe. It feels like the third.
It's the third.
Third? Okay.
You know these things.
Yeah, sorry. Welcome to the third annual Uncelebs Awards, hosted by the Uncelebs. Yeah.
The Lebbies.
But we're gonna do it different this time because we want to make sure you guys vote. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, our votes don't count," but in this case, it does.
Yes,
very much so.
Yeah. Before we get into that, we're going to cover a little bit about the Oscars, the recent controversies that happened.
Just in case anybody didn't notice. There was Adam Sandler made a statement after his movie Uncut Gems. And he said, if I don't get an Oscar for this, I'm going to make movies so terrible that you're going to pay for it, you know. Like, that is going to be his get back for not getting an Oscar. He's going to make some terrible damn movies. So lo and behold, he did not get the Oscar for Uncut Gems, and an article was put out by one of the Academy members saying why Adam Sandler for Uncut Gems and Jennifer Lopez for Hustlers were not voted for, or, you know, didn't win. Long story short, the guy said that their brand, you know, J-Lo is not really an actress. She's more of a phenomenon. She, more or less, she's a singer and dancer and all of these different things, and she acts, you know? So it's like, her brand isn't really Oscar type. And then you look at, you know, the same thing that they said about Adam Sandler, that, you know, he does a lot of silly movies, a lot of goof-off stuff, a lot of not serious stuff. So, and Oscars goes by the brand, you know. You know, Adam Sandler's brand isn't Oscar-worthy. So, if I may, I'm just going to say that's complete bullshit.
Crack
bullshit. Very. Because it's like, yo, if he good, If he has an Oscar worthy performance, then it's an Oscar worthy performance. And you know what? I'll even take it a step further. How long before Leonardo DiCaprio got his first Oscar?
Years.
It was years, right? He just got it like 2 years ago.
Well over 20 years of his career.
Yeah. Well over 20 years of his career. Yeah. Is he an Oscar worthy brand?
Well over his time, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's well overdue. I think
his entire brand screams Oscar. You know,
yeah,
everything from What's Eating Gilbert Grape to Wolf of Wall Street to Titanic to, you know,
so Inception. It's
like, right. And he's quote unquote, and might, you know, disagree. He's like Hollywood's like poster boy, yeah. Him and Brad Pitt. But, you know,
yeah.
If you snub Hollywood's golden boy, it's like it kind of like makes you seem like a hypocrite. Kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. You kind of put your foot in your mouth when you say that. Adam Sandler's, he's not brandable in the Oscars, you know? Yeah, Steph.
There are a lot of comedians who go into the serious route. So what you're basically saying is that no comedian is ever going to win an Oscar, which I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah. Well,
I find that extremely hard to believe.
Because I just looked up like the Oscar comedy nominations category. That should sound crazy. It said like, okay, you see like The Green Book, The Favorite, Birdman.
The Green Book is in a comedy nomination?
Yeah.
You know what? I believe that because the year that...
Let's see what you were about to look at.
Yeah, yeah.
The year that The Martian was out and they were up for nominations and everything, it was in a comedian. I just watched that movie like two nights ago.
There's
nothing funny. They have a couple funny parts, but there is nothing fucking funny about being stranded on Mars. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
Wait. Read that one right there.
The Black Klansman is considered a comedy. I was like, I thought that was based on a true story.
It is based on a true story.
What was so funny about that movie? Why is that a comedy?
I don't know, because...
But besides the fact, it was like, okay, why do y'all think like... A detective that's infiltrating the KKK. Y'all think that's funny?
It's hilarious.
Why is that funny?
You know why it's funny to them? Because they're racist. There you go.
Yeah.
They find it funny. Wow. They like, oh no, this is ridiculous. And you know, like,
but it really happened though.
But
it's
evidently,
ridiculous though.
Yeah.
Evidently, there's something wrong with their process. There's like, because we can say completely that, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio deserved an Oscar.
So many Oscars.
I haven't seen Uncut Gems yet, so I can't say whether that's Oscar worthy or whatever. But just your reasoning for it just sounds
it's stupid. Like I would accept your excuse if it was against all the other nominations, we don't think it matched up.
Yeah,
and they don't deserve.
That would have
been. It would have been. It has like, sounded better. It would have been better.
These guys were in a different league.
Exactly.
Like, that was a great movie. He did a great job on that role.
Exactly.
But these other guys blew it out the water.
Respectful.
Because, yeah. Yeah.
Like comedians, they have a craft as well. Like you just respected his whole career. Like, come on. And I can say I love Adam Sandler movies, but half of them is stupid as fuck.
Stupid
I can
as
say
hell.
That.
What was the one that he did that was like the clumps?
It was white. When his like his half sister or his sister, I forgot the name of the fucking movie. But
yeah.
Everybody did a movie like that though.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
See, here's my thing about it. It's like I feel that him winning an Oscar, it obviously wouldn't really do it justice because it's like, I know the Oscars been on some bullshit. Like, it's like mm-hmm. a roller coaster when you watch the Oscars, you know, you got some people who get snubbed, who feel should get an Oscar. And then you got, you know, timeless moments where like Spike Lee won an Oscar. Mm-hmm. You know, that was like a big monument in history. I mean, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, definitely.
You know, to say shit like, you know, he's not brandable for Oscars, or you know, J Lo's not brandable for Oscars. Like, who the fuck are you to judge? You know what I'm saying?
It's like I said, there's obviously something wrong with your evaluation process.
Word. Yeah.
So that's why we're here.
And like, giving Spike the Oscar with that type of thinking, it's kind of like, oh, they just threw this nigga a bone. He getting old, give him some recognition. That's what it feels like.
Some people might feel like, yeah, they threw him a bone. Some people are like, all right, he finally got what he deserved.
He deserves it. But then if you look at how they actually think about their process.
Yeah.
Do you want their recognition?
Yeah. That's why a lot of people stop going to the Grammys. A lot of artists stop going to the Grammys.
Who the hell is the Oscars for?
Who knows?
WYPIPO.
I mean, even they not getting the Oscars, so it's like, who is the Oscars really for?
Elitist.
Yeah, that's what it really is.
Like Hollywood elitist. And like, who knows? You know.
All right. Well, you know, if you ever want to look into it, you can look online on YouTube or whatever and just see how many people thanked Harvey Weinstein over the course of the Oscars. See how many people under Miramax won Oscars, you know, from the Gwyneth Paltrows to it was Shakespeare in Love won an Oscar over Saving Private Ryan.
What? Okay. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I've seen Saving Private Ryan a few times. Never seen Shakespeare in Love.
I've never heard of Shakespeare in Love. And I know that Saving Private Ryan is was one a of damn the good American movie. Classics.
Was a damn good movie. Okay.
So,
yeah. So that's why we're
here. Yeah, that kind of that pretty much shows, like, it's not, it's just, yeah, I think the Oscars for, like, Hollywood elitists, it's like, you might have some people that might feel like Saving Private Ryan should have won an award. Some people might think that Shakespeare in Love, but
like, man, I can't.
Yeah, but shout out to what's the British dude's name?
Ricky Gervais.
Shout out to him because he kept it funky with everyone in the crowd. He said, "We're going to turn a blind eye, just like all of the people that worked for Harvey Weinstein." And then the whole crowd goes, oh.
Yeah, he was like,
shut up. That was all you. You did
all
it.
All of you.
You did it.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's like, I know he's your friend. I don't care. Shut up. I know he's your friend. But I don't care.
Word. But yeah, that's why we're here, though.
But yeah, so being that, this is what sparked the Uncelebrity Awards. All right.
Yes.
An award segment. For us, by us, and like I said, we want you guys to participate as well. You know, we want to make sure, like, the people would be heard, you know, and get you guys engaged.
Word. Because we would give an award to Nas, and we would not give a rap award to Post Malone.
No, we wouldn't.
So, no, right. No.
Who's that? We're going to break it down like this. So we got Album of the Year. We got Song of the Year. We got Movie of the Year, we got Best TV Show, Biggest W of 2019, Biggest L of 2019, Game of the Decade, and Artist of the Decade.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start off with Album of the Year. Let's do it.
You want me to say it?
Yes, please let us know the nominations.
Okay, so first we got Eve by Rhapsody. We got Revenge of the Dreamers by Dreamville. Kirk by The Baby. 85 to Africa by Jadenna, and The Big Day by Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Yes. So, if I may, I'd like to speak on Rhapsody just for a little bit. That album, Eve, I feel like is a long time coming that we have a female artist who really raps, whose focus is bars and music, and each and every song, she's celebrating Black women. So that album, just for the concept itself, I think was an extremely dope album. The content of each song is crazy. The creativity of each song is crazy. Yeah, that was my nomination. I love that album.
Okay.
Revenge of the Dreamers. What happened?
That was such a fun album to listen to.
It really was.
So great.
Break it down, Ant. Break it down. Why do you... Give us your analysis on this album.
I feel like this album was a whole bunch of boom baps, lyricism. It was just the whole crew just bringing out their like they're 100% on their artistry and their talent, and they just like they killed it. Like every song was just like a taste of what each person could do on the label. Mm-hmm. And everybody had their shine. Everybody had their, their 2 cents. Everybody had their, like, you know, and it was like nobody was trying to outshine anybody. It was just like, let me bring my flavor. Let's do a song together. Let's do a song together. Let's do some shit. And I felt like that was the most creative album of the year, as far as like I said, lyricism, talent, artistry, and not going at each other's head. Like, not like, you know, it was just so dope. Like the beats was just fucking phenomenal. I just had fun listening to it. It was just like, wow, like these motherfuckers is really grinding. They really hungry. This is what hip hop is all about, yeah. Like especially New York hip hop. And they're taking that like energy from what they were inspired by. Like, because you could tell like they were inspired by 90s hip hop. Mm-hmm. And yeah. They ingested that and they put it into their own, like, I'm inspired by 90s hip hop, but let me show you what I was going through in the 90s, early 2000s, and just put it on wax.
Some of them was kids.
Yeah.
A lot of them was kids.
Yeah, they was like babies, like man.
It's like that next level of hip hop, like that next advancement.
Who they were really inspired by, they just really put it on wax and they just had fun. And that's what it's all about. Like, basically, it's not all about like the technicalities of a label or what your contract says. It's just about you having fun, you doing what you do best, and that's what they did. That's what I felt.
Yep.
But while you're over there, sir, can you please pass me that pistol over there?
The bazooka. If you're getting blood on the couch. Oh, you got blood.
Please,
on the couch.
No, blood on the couch.
Steph, Dre, what we got?
Kirk?
Well, no. Oh, you guys good on the Revenge of the Dreamers?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He said it all. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Whose choice was Kirk?
I picked Kirk.
Okay, go ahead.
Along with Revenge of the Dreamers. But I feel like with Kirk by the Baby, it's just an album full of bops, you know, no pun intended. my favorite songs on that album is the intro, Suge, and Bop, you know, just great slappers for the year, and just it's kind of like a breath of fresh air to hip hop, rap, trap, however you wanna categorize them, but you know. Within the year, you've had like the same type of rappers have the same kind of flow, same kind of melody. You know, right now it's more of like the melodical, high pitched voiced rappers.
Mm-hmm.
This is the wave now. But I feel like with Baby, he has more of a great blend of like a bounce kind of flow. Like,
he dances the line of that flow that is still, you know, takes some effort, and it's still not everybody can just throw words in there, and you know, not everybody could just copy that flow, but at the same time, it's still catchy, you know?
Right? And yeah, it's just like very, just you know, he's not mumbling, he's actually making sense, And then I think about this album, it's just like it's just on how he just grew up, you know, as far as him being a father, and you know, how his father had passed when he was younger. So I just think it was a great concept album, a great, you know, rookie album. You know, I could say this is his college dropout.
Okay. Yeah.
They say that when a rapper drops his first album, usually that's the dopest one because he literally had his whole life to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? So from one album to the, from the first album to the second album, you only got, you know, a year, 2 years, however long it's been. Yeah. But that first album, you've been working on it for so long. You've been thinking about it. You've been, you know, so.
Yeah, his craft is, you know, is great. Oh, go ahead.
You know what I could say about the baby? I haven't really listened to his album, but dude is very creative. Like, I've been looking at his videos, and he reminds me, like, the way that he puts his videos out, it reminds me of, like, 90s Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the big arms and the animations and all that. Yeah, animated.
That big-ass cheesy smile, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot what song it was, but he did a video where he was, it was a play on Scarface.
Yeah, I think that was,
I can't remember which one it was.
But oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
shit
yeah.
was crazy. He just had the chainsaw. It's like, yeah, like.
See, yeah, he's bringing that back. Just creative music videos. Not about, you know, oh, I got a Lamborghini and I'm inside of an Airbnb. Let's just shoot a video about. He got a little more creative. He put in a little more thought into it. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm in Abu Dhabi, like.
Yeah.
Spending mad money on a trick or whatever. It's like, it's creative, it's funny. He got the rhymes, he got the creativity, he got a team behind him.
Yeah.
He's dope. Like.
And on top of that, you got to give him a little bit of respect for putting on his video team, the Real Goats. You know, yeah. Handle all his videos. So it's like, and then he ends it off with Shout Bop, which might have been the video of the year. We don't have that category, but, you know, it's all good. Y'all can decide that.
Yeah.
All right, so the
Shout out to the baby, man, and his team.
The next album is 85 to Africa. I personally threw that one up because Jidenna did his shit, man. That album was good.
Can't lie, that shit like, was type
it was, it was dope. Like, the whole concept of, like, us Black Americans bringing back, going back to our culture. The 85 to Africa is basically his highway back to Africa.
So, okay.
It's like he's bringing in the Afro beats, trap beats, and everything, and it meshes so fucking well. And, like, he's just real on every track. So it was like, yo, I went to the concert last year, and it was dope. And he's just a big-ass goofball, too. So it's like, it just made the concert even better. But it was good. It was a good album. It was really good. Like, if y'all haven't listened to it yet, and y'all like Classic Man, and y'all like some Afro beats, though.
And you like Bambi.
And Bambi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You like Long Live the Chief.
That too.
Afro Trap.
Yeah.
Afro Trap.
There you go.
And cool, cool.
Word.
And then my second nomination was Chance the Rapper, The Big Day. You know, the whole album, this was actually Chance's debut album. You know,
don't feel like it.
Right? After Acid Rap and The Coloring Book. But those were actually.
Debut album?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
Shit! Yeah, you're right. It was like mixtapes.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you like, I thought Coloring Book was an album. Me then too. I googled it and it says mixtape by Chance the Rapper. So I mean, like, this album is a long one, but like it, the whole concept was just, you know, him, how he met his wife, the getting married, what that means to a man. The fact that they don't sell marriage anymore, like they don't want to see people get together and stuff like that. But just the variety going all the way through it, just the features, SWV and En Vogue and Pops was on there, you know, Jack A. Harry was on there, like just. Love Death Cab for Cutie, like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, people that I've literally would have never listened to, I've started listening to because of this album. So, you know, like, I just really dug the variety and the different feels that you got from this album. I could say maybe 2 out of the 20 songs might have sounded similar, but that was about it. Wow. You know, everything was really experimental and really daring as an artist, and you got to respect that.
You trying to say he's so far gone us? That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah. He might have so far gone us. Hey. He might have so far gone us.
Like, mixtape potential of an album?
Chance Far Gone.
Chance Far Gone. Damn. Wow. All right, next category, we got Song of the Year. All right. The Slapper of the Year.
I don't want to take too toot on. But we got Old Town Road by Lil Nas X. Bop by the Baby. Cash It by Megan Thee Stallion. And
just listening to that yesterday, I was like, damn.
Thank you. That is the song. All right, we Go High by Chance the Rapper. And Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Yeah.
Yo. All right, since I just mentioned Chance, I'm just going to, you know, get We Go High out the way. That song right there is one of the most original songs. Like, who starts off a song by saying, my baby mama went celibate? You know?
It's the realest shit you got.
Yeah. Like, and then the realest line ever. Like, lies on my breath. She said she couldn't take the smell of it. Tired of the rumors. Every room had an elephant. Trying to find her shoes, rummaging through the skeletons. Like, this is just... You know, like, it's just extremely creative and stuff like that. And then on top of that, in the beginning, I don't know if anybody knows that the cholo that was pop locking to
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, love you, God, Jesus Christ.
Yo,
he was killing that shit.
Saw that video for the first time and hated myself for laughing so much. Oh, like, my it was God. So. Funny.
Jesus Christ! You went for Christ! And he got the Bible in one hand and just going in. Jesus Christ! We love you, God! We love you, God!
I was like, yo, big ups to this man. He's so freaking serious, but oh my God, this is so funny.
Yeah, I mean, like, and it, like,
how can you hate that? You know?
Exactly. And I mean, like, that's kind of like the feel, like, Chance had an interview with Genius, and he explained, you know, why he thought that was so dope of that guy to be on stage and pop locking for Jesus Christ. It's like, there's absolutely...
Dressed like a cholo, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Come as you are. You know, there was absolutely no shame in any love that he felt for Christ. And that's the same thing that Chance did on the album and the song, We Go High. It was no shame at all. Just... This is who I am. Take me as I am, you know?
This is what it is, and that's it.
Word.
All right. So, Lizzo, Truth Hurts. Like, you couldn't turn the corner without hearing the song. Why men great till they gotta be great? Doom.
Yeah.
I got a good DNA test, turns out I'm 100% that bitch.
I remember the first time hearing that song, too. Yeah, I remember the first time hearing that song at a bar, and like all the women just went nuts. Yeah, and I was just like, "Yo, what is this?"
And then if you watch the video, it's like it's just about self love and like, "Yo, fuck that nigga." Like, and then at the end, she's marrying herself. She was like, she loves herself. That's it. That's all it was about.
The song like oozes confidence.
It does. Yeah.
And that's why people love Lizzo so much, because she just oozes confidence. Like, this is who I am. I love me. You don't like me. So
cool.
What?
That's cool.
Yeah.
But she be doing some shit that's like questionable though.
That ain't about this.
Yeah. We just gonna ignore that Lakers game, you know.
Like,
we just talking about the song.
I'm all for do what you want and come as you are, but bruh, really? But anyway.
Yo, she's just having fun, man. And,
she is.
And it's, listen, man. You do it while you can. You have your time here and just, you know, just fucking do it, man. I mean, people like it. I've caught myself dancing to that song many times. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got the tequila shot. I'm like, why didn't we I'm like, wait a minute. Dance a little too hard.
Word. Sitting there singing the lyrics. You could have had a bad bitch.
Fuck a middle.
I mean, yeah. You could have had a dope nigga.
Two-step to that real quick.
Yeah.
Right.
All
right.
Speaking of not meeting the two-step, Old Town Road.
All right. I couldn't stand it. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I did not like the song at first. Because
me neither. It was a bit
annoying. But then when he said, Yo, I got horses in the back. I felt that.
No, you didn't.
I felt that.
He's like, yo, you did not. It's so relatable.
I felt
you did that. Not. No, you did not. You know when, okay, for me, at first, it was like a couple months, I hated hearing this song. But yeah. You know what the turnaround was for me? What? Seeing the little kids jam to this shit.
Yeah.
Yo, they went hard for this shit. Like, he did a, very early on, like a couple months after the song came out, he did a little concert at a school. Yeah. And when I tell you, all them kids was standing up with their cowboy hats and all that.
This ain't no middle school.
They were this short.
They were elementary school, knew every single word.
Every word. Like, the oldest had to be like 8.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta respect it.
So my niece loves this song. I'm like, yo, I can't. These kids are adorable.
That's
okay.
Like the second most popular song with kids aside from Baby Shark.
It's true. Yeah. And it's like, looking at that video is kind of what sold me. I was like, man, I really need to get hip to this song.
The video was pretty funny.
Yeah, because it kind of reminds me of like, I didn't have that growing up, but like seeing like your idol perform at your school. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it kind of bored a little.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, hit me right there.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, heart, oh, you know? Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But I'm a gangster, so, you know, gangsters don't cry. But, you know.
You can shed one tear and move on.
It was like it was right there.
That
was like,
dog tear right there.
Yeah, right there. But, you know, yeah, it's just like it's just a great song. I think it just brought all walks of life together, different cultures. You know, I know like the song was the artist. He, you know, Lil Nas X, he was getting a little backlash from the country community. But then it's like, well, let's just get this out the way. Black people invented country first, so
yes,
that's it.
Boom.
Yes,
let's not talk about
thank
that anymore.
Chuck Berry, thank Muddy Waters. Yeah.
And just to, if you want to combat that, I have a video for you. What Exactly Is Country by Say It Loud. It's a web series for PBS for black people.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that in the show notes, you know.
Shout out to Evelyn of the internet.
Work. All right. Next song was Bop by DaBaby. Mm. And that shit was a bop. I'm not.
Yeah.
That shit is a bop. Like, I can't stop moving when I hear it. I'm like, oh. And he knew what they knew what they did, putting all them damn dances in that video, too.
Yeah. The flutes and everything. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yo.
The bass. Yeah. It's great. It's just.
Yeah.
It's just a banger in your car, you know?
Word.
And then, I still have never heard of this song.
What? You know what?
Could you turn his mic off and turn it back on?
I'm gonna beat you up later. I'm gonna beat you up.
My dude, we was in Atlanta, bro. That's all that they was playing.
Yeah, he heard it.
You had to be like,
oh. If you've heard any DaBaby aside from Suge, you
heard Bop, man.
If I heard of it, I probably didn't pay attention.
You didn't. I'm telling you right now.
She was bopping it,
bro. You got a Spotify, bro. Just pull up the Spotify.
Yeah. All right, so next song was Cash It by Megan Thee Stallion, and I wasn't not gonna put this up there. Like, Megan is all over the airways this last year. There was no way. It was just trouble. I was trying to pick between like 5 different songs that I like from her, and Cash It was it. So
yeah, she had a whole EP that she was gonna put up there.
Word, so. Like.
But yeah, shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. Do her and Lizzo got a song together?
No,
not
because
yet.
That seemed like it's just too much woman power, girl power for the airwaves right now. Like, you'll probably get a Kamala Harris as president or something after that.
Okay,
but go ahead.
Next category is movie of the year.
All right, so we got Endgame, Us, Joker, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Irishman, and Dolomite Is My Name.
Ooh.
So I'm just going to speak on The Irishman real quick. That was a dope-ass movie, a classic Scorsese type of film, mob movie. You know, you had all of the heavy hitter actors from Harvey Keitel to Al Pacino to Rob De Niro to Joe Pesci. So it's like, yeah, That was a beautiful one. And then my guy, what's his name? Steven
something.
But Tony Pro in that movie. Oh my gosh. He's always like, I didn't even know this guy was British. He's probably one of the best new mob movie actors. He was Al Capone in Boardwalk Empire. Like, yeah, that was my guy.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a beast. But yeah, Irishman was dope. Very long, but dope.
Endgame was dope. Bohemian Rhapsody was dope. And I have not actually seen Dolomite Is My Name yet.
Or Us. I haven't or seen Us yet.
Yeah, I've seen Us.
Classic.
Or Joker.
Joker. Great origin movie. That's what I gotta say.
I really want to see it.
Shit. Wait, was Lion King in there?
No. We reserve nominations for shit that deserves it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
TV show of the year.
All right, so we got Mr. Robot, Umbrella Academy, The Boys, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Black Girl Sketch Show, The Astronomy Club, Top Boy, and Snowfall. That's a lot of freaking nominees.
It's a lot of voting for you guys, man. So,
word. Yeah, really, because... like,
think about the vote. Think about it, you know?
Because I'm honestly, I put a few of them up there, but I would still say Mr. Robot. But...
Mr. Robot, yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I will let you know if y'all don't vote for Mr. Robot, I'm going to not count your votes. And I'm going to say Mr. Robot.
He's lying.
He can't do that because he's lying. Not going to be the one doing
yes.
votes.
I'm only 25%, so 75% is going to vote fairly. I am not going to vote fairly.
First of all,
next episode, you'll see why.
He has nothing to do with your votes. So
I don't.
Please vote responsibly.
he's trying to be on some Oscar shit.
Word.
I'm sorry. That is just not.
Mr. Robot, it's a valid count for Mr. Robot.
Right?
No. We are not going to stuff the ballot box.
It's not about us,
I'm
man.
Just not sure if the rest of those are uncelebs. Type brands, but go ahead.
Y'all fucking stupid. Anyway, go ahead, Sean.
We got the W of the year.
All right, W. So we got Omarion, Tyler Perry,
mm-hmm.
Spike Lee, Dreamville, and Jay-Z.
Yeah,
just to help out Omarion for kicking Lil Fizz and everybody off the tour.
Did he really kick him off the tour, or it just felt like he kicked him off the tour?
He really kicked him off.
He kicked him off the tour on his birthday. Like, he announced that tour on his birthday. That is a big W.
Yeah. But also, Tyler Perry opening up the first black studio, huge 300 acre in the middle of, Atlanta.
Georgia, yeah.
Yeah.
Spike Lee,
30 years in the making, first Oscar ever.
W.
Legendary.
Dreamville.
Psh.
They had a big year.
They had a huge year.
They had a big year. Revenge of the Dreamers, Mirrorland by Earth Gang, Ari Lennox,
Shea Butter Baby.
DiCaprio, too.
DiCaprio was
that was
the year
2018.
Okay.
But yeah, J.I.D. was still everywhere. Like, a lot of these...
He went on two tours.
Yeah, a lot of these people got their first real exposure on, what was it? Jimmy Fallon, I believe? Yeah, I know Ari Lennox and Earth Gang.
Earth Gang, yeah.
And even J.I.D., I think so.
If he did, I don't remember.
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Jay-Z?
Jay-Z, self-explanatory, man.
It's Jay-Z.
Came from the mud.
He made money. Yeah. He made money, man.
96 to beyond.
Yeah. And that NFL, the NFL deal.
Yeah.
Next category, the L of the year.
The L of the year.
So I'm going to just say them and y'all can explain them again like we did the W. Okay. So hip hop culture.
Oh, yeah.
We'll elaborate on that.
Well, hip hop culture because Post Malone got best rap album of the year. Like that alone, hip hop culture lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Lion King.
Simba lost his smile.
Oh, shit. Hakuna
Matata didn't hit me in the soul.
They took away Rafiki's kung fu moves.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
That was the biggest L.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Everything else I forgave. I was like, oh, it's a realistic movie. You could have made a baboon fight. That's all I had to say. Anyway, I don't want to hear that shit. ASAP Rocky. The guys can't speak about this, but that shit was trash, yo.
I didn't see it.
I don't want to see that. I don't advise y'all to see it because I would be questioning why y'all saw it, but that shit was trash. That shit was trash, okay?
ASAP Softy.
Because I have family that probably listen to this podcast, that's all I'm going to keep it at. That shit was trash.
He was looking at the view like, I said it must be. God, no.
We got Juicy Smollier.
Juicy.
That's a big nomination.
Smollier.
That's a huge nomination. He might win, actually. And then Little Fizz. It might be a toss-up between them two.
Yeah.
just got to mention Little Fizz with the L of the year because Omarion has a nomination for W of the year on you.
not even B2K, yep. Just Fizz. Just Fizz.
You. Just you.
Before we get to the two categories for Decade, I just wanted to do a category that we will not be putting up for polls. Did we decide whether we were going to name it L of the Century or...
L of the Decade.
Or...
L of the Century.
Okay. So a century ago, these two people may not have been alive, but you know what? Their bullshit have covered everything.
Yes.
So...
It adds up to it.
Yes, it does.
I'm pretty sure your parents was fucking up. For y'all.
Nah. Let's just do the individual that we will be here all day. So the two people who win simultaneously, unanimously, L of the Century would be R. Kelly and Bill Cosby. And Harvey Weinstein. I'm gonna just throw him in there.
Yeah, I was about to say that too.
Yeah,
all three of y'all. Y'all just total complete shitballs, and you hope you get what you deserve. Hope they bury you under the jail. And there you go.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And only your fleas will mourn you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just watched Aladdin.
Go ahead.
Honorable mention, Donald Trump. Well, you know.
That's America. Okay.
We don't.
Okay, so we got, was it Game of the Decade?
Yes. We, as gamers and blurreds, we have threw up a bunch of games for you guys to choose from. We have Sims 4, GTA 5, Assassin's Creed, Shovel Knight, Mario Kart, Just Dance, all of them, Call of Duty, 2K, all of them. Minecraft, Fortnite, Smash Brothers Brawl, Guitar Hero, DJ Hero,
goodness,
Angry Birds.
It's within the decade.
Candy Crush.
Oh my gosh, we're inclusive.
Injustice and Marvel vs. Capcom, all of them.
Ooh, that's a
healthy
list. I will say this though: there's only one game. There's only like one game up there that is only one iteration of the game. You know, like there's most of those games got a couple of different ones, you know.
Over the last 10 years?
Over the last 10 years?
Two.
Huh?
Two.
What?
Sims 4.
Sims, oh yeah. Well, GTA 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. It came out in 2013, still going strong, still got new content and stuff like that. So, work.
I know for a fact Sims 4 came out after I graduated high school and that was in 2009. So. And they haven't made another one yet.
They still not Sims 5?
Nope. They're adding expansion packs.
Say just like GTA.
Just like GTA.
That's the new wave.
Next and last category, big one. Artists of the Decade.
Okay. Artists of the Decade.
We talk about 10 years in the making.
Word. So, just like the game category, we were extremely generous with the artist category. Extremely generous. They're like the artists at the very top are probably going to win, but we still named like 30 artists.
Yeah.
So
So let her rip.
We'll
let you guys have it.
I'm gonna just name them real quick, right? All right.
Let's go.
So we got Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Drake, Big Sean, Wiz Khalifa, Rihanna, Beyonce, Adele, Tyler the Creator, Bruno Mars, The Weeknd, Frank Ocean, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Kanye West.
Jesus King.
I have no clue. I have no clue what I wrote. Okay. Kanye West. ASAP Ferg. What? ASAP Ferg. Chance the Rapper, Travis Scott, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Justin Bieber, Maroon 5, T-Pain. Well, what I really wrote was T-Pain and Chris Brown.
Right, yeah, let me put some respect on T-Pain's name. He is like the artist of the decade.
Okay, no. Let's correct why the question mark was even there. Okay, so he was there. And then he kind of dropped out, and then he came back out of nowhere. So it's like...
He came back
and did some features.
Monster suit.
Word. He came back in a monster suit, a year and a half ago. And then, like, he did mad features. So let's just...
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
he came back, like, at the end of the decade, so...
He kind of birthed a lot of the artists of the decades that we just listed.
Yeah, he kind of did.
The auto-tune.
Mm-hmm. Word. Fusion. All that
stuff. Yeah. So just to further explain our artists of the decade, because this is our biggest category. Yep. We think of these artists, we think of longevity. Yes.
The whole decade.
The musical influence, the musical impact that they've made.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like albums, just the amount of line of work that they've created albums, throughout these 10 years.
Singles, features, performances.
Yeah. And also consistency.
Yep.
You know, it's very hard to do that, you know, when you're an artist and you're in the game for 10 years to be so consistent, like every year, every album, you know, it's hard. So we really took our time with a lot with these artists. So these are artists that we feel... big artists of the decade, and you know, we want to have you guys decide, you know, as far as like who do you feel is the artist of the decade. You know, if you have any honorable mentions, let us know. You know,
I mean, you personally, who are you voting for?
It's between like I say Drake.
Nope, you just got to pick one.
Oh, I got to pick one.
You got to pick one.
I'm gonna cheat and say Beyonce.
Okay.
She is the fucking artist of the decade.
Okay, what about you?
Wiz Khalifa. All
right. What about you, Ant?
I say J. Cole.
And I'm going to disagree with all of y'all and go Kendrick Lamar. That man dropped three classics.
I knew you would.
But
Beyonce dropped like three or four classics herself. That's why I said that. Nigga, shut the fuck up.
Well, we could, you know.
Nigga, shut the fuck up.
I'm just
saying. We can fight.
Yeah, we can fight. You're going to have to fight Lemonade with...
Rihanna dropped Rihanna dropped the decade.
Okay.
Two. It's like, I don't know.
In the decade, like three or four, yeah. Same. No, maybe three. Because, whatchamacallit? Anti came out in like 2016.
2016, yeah.
And she ain't come out with nothing since.
Music
and
of the
before
sun,
that, it was
sis,
a while.
Where
right?
you at? Like, I ain't rushing you, but where you at?
Well, she might come back because the you know.
No, she's coming she's back coming because back. She promised music last year and didn't come out with shit.
She Ooh. Said, "All right, this decade, this decade, she said, she's gonna be a little bit."
She said, "All right, I'm done with the billionaire boyfriend. So, all right, now I'm gonna make an album about the
that
billionaire
album's
boyfriend.
Gonna be fire. Yo, yes. Rihanna's yeah. album's gonna be fire. Adele's album's gonna be fire." Did y'all see Adele?
Yeah, I see Adele. You know, glow up.
And I think she got divorced too.
W of the year.
Oh, see. Yeah. All right, before we fucking close out this episode, yeah, you know, us as music fans, we are really fucked up. It was like,
we're
only gonna get a good album from them if they're like depressed or like fucked up.
Yeah. I didn't say we was only gonna get a good album from them. I don't know what Adele was going on and at the age of 19, but that album was good too. Yeah. But she does pain music. The artists who do pain music, like Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Oh my gosh. Just be angry. As long as you're upset
angry,
and hurt,
Yeah. Or you can call music. Back those memories. I want you to do very well.
Yeah.
We just want to feel good off of your despair.
Yeah. On a lesser note, Keisha Cole.
That I'm not alone in my despair. How about that?
On a lesser note, Keisha Cole.
Keisha Cole. I'm gonna sound really fucked up for saying this, but I think Keisha Cole is the only artist that I can say I only like her music when she's upset.
Except for Love.
That even sounded a little sad to me too.
Yeah, that sounded a little emotional.
That was really emotional.
Never knew that I was cripping.
Nigga.
I'm sorry. Shout out to OT Genesis. we here at the Uncelebs podcast, we are very diverse in the music that we listen to because we are music lovers. So, cast your votes. Let us know how you feel. If in the event of a tie, we will pick.
Yes. Out of the however many are tied.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna disregard everything and pick Kendrick. I'm sorry, I'm just 25%.
And you guys are probably wondering, like, okay, well, how do we take these polls? Well, these polls will be on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yes.
Let me say that again. Yep. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Also, the actual polls will be on Twitter and YouTube, but the pictures where you can comment under will be on Instagram and Facebook.
Yep. Join the discussion wherever you see us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, and that wraps up the third annual Uncelebs Awards.
I wish I had maracas.
You got them.
No, these are bracelets.
Sound
okay. All right, man.
So to wrap this up, man, thank you guys for listening, rocking with us, watching. You can catch this episode on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. Number one app to get the podcast going, get paid, and voice be heard. This episode is sponsored by Anchor. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka Nostalgic.
This is Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
And this is Dre on motherfucking drums.
All right.
Hey.
See you next week.